Holy Week, the most solemn week of the Christian year, a time of prayer and special services. It begins with Palm Sunday and climaxes with the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The scriptures used today will be taken from the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke. The fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies will shine forth throughout the Holy Week story.
From Mark chapter 11, and when Jesus, the disciples, drew near Jerusalem to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them,
"Go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it,' and will send it back immediately."
And they brought the colt to Jesus, and threw their garments on it. He sat upon it, and many spread their garments on the road, and others spread leafy branches, which they had cut from the fields.
And those who went before, and those who followed it, cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming. Hosanna in the highest."
The singing and praising faded as quickly as it had begun. In a short time, the crowd would raise its voice again, but this time it would not be in praise. In the next days, I tried so hard, once again, to show the people my Father's way. Sometimes I wondered if anyone had ever heard. A handful of men that had followed me faithfully for such a short time, had they really heard? Could they really know?
From Matthew chapter 26, then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he saw an opportunity to betray him.
From Mark chapter 14, and on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, the disciples prepared the feast in the upper room, and Jesus had directed. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them and said,
"This is my body, broken for you."
And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them. And he said,
"This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many."
But you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty side and to become the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucified. They laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they named the fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
Knowing that his hour was near, Jesus went to the garden called Gethsemane to pray. The same men who were willing to die with Jesus only moments before would now find it difficult to stay awake and pray with him.
The garden was the most agonizing part of those final moments. I had known what my destiny was to be, but now that it was here, I wondered, could I bear it? Was there another way?
It was in the garden that Judas came with a crowd bearing swords and clubs to arrest him. Judas betrayed his master with a kiss, and Jesus said,
"Put away your swords. Do you think that I could not ask my Father and he would at once send in more than 12 legions of angels? But all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled."
Then all the disciples forsook him and fled.
Said that I would die for him, I really thought I would, but there I was denying him. I never thought I would. I failed the Lord, I let him down after all he's done for me. And now he's walking up a hill called Calvary. Was it meant for him? Was it meant for me? Calvary, Calvary. Is that my cross he's taken to Calvary?
He found me in my sin and told me, go and sin no more. And ever since that day, I'm not the way I was before. I only came to thank him for the life he's gave to me. But there he's going up a hill called Calvary.
Jesus suffered through trials before the Jewish high priest, before Herod, and before Pilate. He was beaten and mocked and made to carry his cross to the place of crucifixion. As he hung on the cross, he spoke to his mother and to John, his disciple.
Dear woman, here is your son. John, here is your mother.
And from that time on, John took her into his home.
Him too. Oh,
As Jesus called out with a loud voice from the cross, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit," a Roman centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man."
I'm the one who spat upon the Savior. I'm the one who mocked his holy name. I'm the one who said with all the rest, "Crucify him." I'm the one to blame. I'm the one who made him go to Calvary. I'm the one who nailed him to the tree. Even though I am the one who brought all this on him, he's the one who tells me he forgives me. What kind of man is this? Why does he care for me? Look what I've done to him. I guess he doesn't see that I'm the one to blame. I caused him all this shame. What kind of man is this? What kind of man is this? And I'm the one to blame. I caused him all this shame. What kind of man? What kind of man is this? Truly, this was the Son of God. I should have been the one to die. What greater love has anyone than this, that he should give himself for such as I?
From John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life."
The sacrifice was complete. The price was paid in full for our sins. The body of Jesus was buried in a borrowed tomb. The tomb was sealed. The soldiers stood watch, but death could not hold its prey. He tore the bars away. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus is alive.
This is the Holy Week story. What is your response? Jesus calls you to come to Him today. We preach Christ crucified, risen, and coming again. He calls for a personal decision from you today.
At a particular moment in history, Jesus rose from the dead. He is alive today, and one day you will see Him. For the Scripture says that every eye shall see Him, and every knee shall bow before Him. One day, you will greet Him as your Redeemer or Lord, or meet Him as your Judge.
The story of Jesus is absolute truth. This is not a fantasy, it's not a myth, it's not science fiction. This is history. This is His story. What is your response to Jesus?
Could you To die, oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. So come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus now and live. Now your burden's lifted. Precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus.
Before we came here today, most of us knew already that Jesus died. We know that he died on the cross. We know that he died to pay the penalty for sin. And all of that is true, but there's more to it than just knowing that Jesus died for sin. What the program this morning made abundantly clear is that Jesus died for my sin. Not just sin, but Jesus died because I am a sinner. And it made clear that his payment for my sin becomes effective only when I ask for his forgiveness. It's the difference between knowing about Jesus and trusting him to be my Savior and following him every single day as my Lord. I can know everything that happened without Jesus being my Savior or my Lord. Sometimes here when we talk about Jesus, we talk about crossing the line from knowing to really believing. Sometimes we talk about giving Jesus the steering wheel of my life and me moving out of the driver's seat into the passenger seat. That's what Jesus is asking us to do when he says, trust me as your Savior. No matter how you describe it, it's a choice that we all have to make. The way that we do it is to talk to God by praying and say, Lord, that's what I want. The song that we just sang says, come to Jesus. And we want to invite each of you, all of us, right now to come to Jesus in prayer. And if you've never asked Jesus before to be your Savior as well as the Savior of the world, we'd like to invite you to join in a prayer that I'll lead right now. We'll pray together, and then the worship team is going to sing again. If you want to cross that line from knowing about Jesus to trusting him as Savior, following him as your Lord, then I invite you now to just pray silently along with me. The exact words aren't what matters. The words themselves aren't important, and it doesn't have to be complicated. So let's pray. Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. And I know that I don't deserve to be forgiven. I don't deserve to have your gift of eternal life. I don't deserve to spend eternity in heaven with you. But I believe that your death on the cross was sufficient to pay for my sin. And I now ask you to forgive me. And I ask you to become my Savior and my Lord. Please come into my life and help me to follow you and to live for you from this day forward the way you want me to live. In Jesus' name, amen.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Raise your head, for love is passing by. So come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus now and live. Now your burden's lifted, carried far. His blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus now and live. Sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus.
If you prayed this morning along with me, if you prayed inviting Jesus to be your Savior, to be your Lord, then congratulations and welcome to God's family. We'd like to know about that decision, if that's a decision that you've made, whether it's today or maybe another time recently, so that we can come alongside and help you to take those next steps in your spiritual life. After we dismiss in just a moment, we're going to have a few people that are going to stay around up in front here near the piano, near the platform. If you'd like to talk with someone, maybe you'd like to pray with someone, maybe you've got something else going on in your life that you'd like to pray about and have someone pray with you. Whatever it is, you're just invited to stick around a little bit, grab one of these people. They would love to talk with you or pray with you. Jesus invites us at any time to come to him. Doesn't have to be on Sunday morning, doesn't have to be with a group of people, but we just encourage each of you, all of ourselves, to take Jesus up on his offer, to come to him with whatever needs we have in our lives. Again, folks will be here if you'd like to talk or pray with someone after we're dismissed. Thank you for being here this morning, for worshiping together. God bless you. Thank you.